Dutch legislators of the European Parliament's Committee of Inquiry to investigate the use of Pegasus and equivalent surveillance spyware, known as Pekka, came to Budapest on a mission. They wanted to learn more about the reported use of spyware to monitor and intimidate perceived opponents of Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's nationalist government. Leaked documents suggest that more than 300 Hungarians, such as journalists, lawyers, opposition members, demonstrators, even a mayor and other critics, were targeted in recent years. Speaking in Budapest, European legislator Jeroen Lennars of Pekka appeared shocked about the surveillance of citizens in Hungary.
For me, what has been my main gist of the 2 days we had is that everything indicates that spyware has been grossly abused in Hungary, and that I find the authorities' explanation very unconvincing. Strong evidence indicates that people have been spied on with the objective to gain even more political control over the public sphere. And I'm convinced that the rule of law and basic democratic standards have been seriously breached here. And the situation in Hungary is among the worst in the European Union.
Legislator Sophia Inetveld, the Pekka rapporteur, says that Pegasus spyware enables the attacker to view all content on a smartphone, including messages from applications with end-to-end encryption, photographs, and location data. She adds it can also violate the privacy of victims by turning the device into an audio or video recorder.
Spyware is extremely invasive. It essentially takes over your mobile phone, and that means every aspect of your private life. So it's not just a wiretapping device. It gives access to all your files, your pictures, all the apps you're using, your entire history of communications, location, everything.
Top Hungarian officials have reluctantly confirmed that the government used Pegasus, which was purchased from the Israeli NSO group. Among a handful of European Union nations identified as having used this or similar spyware, Hungary has received the most damning assessments. Pekka says it's been an integral part of a system designed to control and even oppress citizens. Other countries mentioned include Poland, Cyprus, Greece and Spain, following an international investigation by journalists. But Máté Kocsis, who leads Hungary's ruling Fidesz party's parliamentary group, disagrees with the two European legislators that what Hungary did was illegal.
The fact is, there's already been a thorough investigation. It emerged that nobody did anything illegal according to Hungarian laws. It's been investigated from many angles and over a long period.
Yet Hungarian Justice Minister Judith Varga, in charge of EU affairs, has refused to share these findings or even meet with Pekka committee members, calling it a politically motivated grouping. In a statement, Varga said that security is Hungary's national domain and that she doesn't want to assist the efforts of what she called the Hungarian and European left wing, funded by US billionaire George Soros dollars. That's hardly reassuring to victims like Hungarian investigative journalist Szabolcs Bányi. He was among those being targeted by the invasive Pegasus spyware, while covering issues such as high-level corruption in Hungary and the growing influence of China and Russia.
Of course, to some extent, it's a badge of honor to be included in this very exclusive club. But, when I read about Pegasus and NSU Group and that, you know, this company is marketing its tool, saying that this can only be used against the worst criminals on earth, terrorists, suspects of, organized crime, drug lords. And I don't really fit to any of those brackets. So I also felt humiliated that, you know, my own government considers me such a threat to national security that they deploy like the most brutal cyber espionage tool against me.
Journalist Bányi and several other victims have taken legal action against the government and Israelis allegedly involved in the Pegasus scandal. The BECA committee is due to prepare its final report in April. But its findings already come at a sensitive time for Prime Minister Orbán. Hungary currently has the bloc's highest level of inflation, over 25%. Orbán wants the EU to release more than 20 billion euros in frozen funding. But Brussels has so far declined to do so, citing concerns over the rule of law and democratic standards. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos in Budapest.